Okay, morning. Boker Tov. Today's Daf is my cut and Daf Dalin. My cut and Daf Dalin. We left off. We actually reached the top of Dalin. We're going to go back to that last Gemara, a little Chazar again. Last Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis, right towards the bottom of the page. Just to get our bearings quickly, we are going to move a giraffe faster today because I have, as mentioned, I probably have some obligations, carpal obligations. The Gemara was discussing that Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, top of the Amud, Rav Dimi came from Gimel Beis, came from Eretz Yisrael with a member that there's this Tesefis that they wanted to say that it's Asr, they should be Malchai Malkus, and they were Nasavat Tamud Laptur, they taught a reason why it should be Mutter, why it should be Pater, or I should say Pater from Malkus. So what does that mean? So it's a cryptic statement that Rav Dimi brought from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he wasn't sure what it meant. First, we brought the Gemara brings Rabbi Elazar gave an explanation that what it means. Now, the truth is, just to be clear, Rabbi Elazar, the first point there, Rabbi Elazar actually predated Rav Dimi. It just means we're going to explain it according to a statement of Rabbi Elazar. Not so much that Rabbi Elazar was explaining Rav Dimi. He seemed, Rabbi Elazar Meichon seemed to have come earlier, just chronologically. Okay, Rabbi Elazar gave an explanation that would fit into this cryptic statement of Dimi, and that is that we're talking about Arsa Gecharisha and Shvius. Some Gecharisha and Shvius that one would think that there's Malkus Gecharisha and Shvius because we learn from a cloud part of cloud, and the drasha was the no. Since we have all these pratim that come to include specific cases, that once Chayav Malkus must be the non pratim are excluded, and therefore there is no Malkus. That was the option A. Option B was Rabbi Echlin said it was the days the Chum added before Rosh Hashanah. No shaykhus to us by Charisha. It is related to Shemitah, of course, but the days the Chum added before Rosh Hashanah, they added days to the Isser of plowing and planting and tending to the fields before Shemitah, which Beisil Bisham discussed whether it's from Pesach, whether it's from Shavuos, depends if it's a field of grain, a field of trees. So those days, they originally were going to punish. Those days were Asr, and then they released the Isser. They went back on it and said it's Mutter. They were asked, Ailachar, how could a Bezin that came later, Rangamil and Bezinai, how could Rangamil and Bezin go and be and uproot that which was decreed by an earlier Bezin by Bisham Beisil? The Gemara says that Bisham Beisil, when they made the original Gezerah, they left in there a clause that if the later Bezin wants to undo it, the later Bezin could undo it. So the Gemara, where we left off, was really going back and forth to discuss, was it really Bisham Beisil? L'chor is already a Lechem HaShmissinai, L'chor is already a Pasuk. So we're going to pick it up from the Gemara, about six lines of the bottom page, it's five lines. V'hani Hilchasin inu, Kroin inu. We'll pick up from five lines of the bottom page. But just one quick point on this idea that im bez yach levatel, the words of a bezin that came before them, big yisayin, it comes up many times in Shas. We just had it actually in the beginning of Sechtel Megillah, Daf Bez Megillah also, how could a bezin be mevatel, that which a bezin earlier says. So a couple of big points to this. First of all, there's a Taisu Yevamas on Daf Ayin Tes, very short Taisu. Two line Taisu, but Taisu says, the klal of im bezin, a bezin came mevatel, the words of a bezin that came before them, does not apply by Dine Mamnis. By Dine Mamnis, a bezin, a later bezin couldn't get rid of a decree or a din or a gzeira tekana that an earlier bezin that was greater in chachma minyan, the later bezin still could undo it. And what's the idea? So Taisus is beautiful. Very simple logic. We have a klal, a concept of hefker bez hefker. So even if they're not inherently undoing the tekana, undoing the gzeira, their power of hefker bez hefker, bezman hazeh, right now, could undo it. And therefore, since they have the power of hefker bez hefker, they can undo a gzeira regarding mumness of an earlier bezin. So obviously, we have to say that our sugi, which seems to be applying this concept, that we don't say the later bezin could undo the words of earlier bezin by Shemitah, obviously we're viewing Shemitah from the prism of Isser Veheter, of Isser, and not Davar Shev Mamnes. If Davar Shev Mamnes, according to Tosfos, it shouldn't have been an issue. That's point number one. Point number two is really not relevant to our Gemara itself, it's just a general idea of Bezdin, Bimavatel, the words of Bezdin earlier. So there's, again, a Chazar, two other places where we had this, in Masechtas Beitzah, in two places, Tosfos brings big leniencies against Gzeiris that Chachamim had already put in place. In the Gemara in Daf Lamed, in Beitzah, famously says, it's usher to clap and to dance on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Gzeiris Shem Yisak and Klei Shir. If you clap and dance, you may come to fix Klei Shir, you may come to fix musical instruments. What does Tosfos say? Nah, we're not Makbid, we do it. Why? Because we're not experts at fixing Klei Shir. We're not, maybe someone who's Taka expert at fixing Klei Shir, maybe film will still be relevant this Gzeiris. But the Haman are not able, don't have the ability to fix Klei Shir, and therefore it's not a Khashash. If we're going to clap and dance, we're going to come to fix Klei Shir. It's not in our repertoire, it's not what we do normally, and therefore we don't have to be concerned. Unbelievable, Taisa seems to be saying that since the reason doesn't so much apply to us, therefore the Gzeir doesn't apply, which the Molim Mefarshim jump in. On Taisa would say, what do you mean? The Chari, how can you be mevatel the words of a Gzeira that of Bezdin that came earlier? How are we saying all of a sudden it doesn't apply? Unless you say that was part of the Gzeira, that once the time is gone, no longer is it in effect. Similar to Taisa's on the Beis, I think it's the Fazen Beitza, right in the beginning of Beitza, where Taisa discusses over there by Mayim Magulim, that the Mayim Magulim, which we say is Sakhana, Taisa says, Bezman is there, we're not so worried. Vilna Gang Agav Paskins, that Mayim Magulim, we are still worried. But Taisa's Paskins, we're not so worried. Again, how does Taisa say we're not worried when the Chazal, the Chamim, came much earlier and said, obviously not Taisa himself, he's saying that our generation is not worried. But the point is, when did that happen that it changed over to us no longer being worried about Mayim Magulim, or about singing, about dancing, or clapping on Yom Tov? Shabbos if the earlier Bezdin said he can't do it. So the explanation the first you give for both those Seisvin is the same idea that these are cases where the tam of the Takana is gone. And the cloud that a later Bezdin cannot undo, the gzeir of earlier Bezdin, is not applicable when the tam is totally gone. It's almost like we had in our Gemara that the initial Bezdin, Beisham Beisilil, allowed for it to be changed. And our Gemara is a little stronger. It didn't say specifically if the tam is gone, they allowed for it to be changed. They allowed for later Bezdin to undo it. It could be that in every gzeira, if the tam is gone, it was understood that the Bezdin allowed for future Bezdin to undo that gzeira. As long as the tam is gone, that could be applicable to every gzeira, not just us. And that would be an answer to Taisa Staf Beis and Daf Lamed in Beitza. Again, there's much on that topic about later Bezdins undoing the early Bezdins. Okay, says more. Are these dinim, these isurim, to not plant and plow the field before Shemitah? Is that halacha Meshmi Sinai? Again, we're starting from Gimel Beis, 5 lines to the bottom. Aye, Koinin, it's a pasuk. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, Bechosh Vekatz Tishbeis. It says in the pasuk, Bechosh Vekatzir, we should rest Tishbeis from Harisha and Ketzira. Rabbi Kiva, Aymer, Ain't Zerach Lemech Harish Vekatz Shashviyas. Sherei Kvar and Emar. You don't got to tell me about the Harish and the Katzir Shviyas. That we already know. How do we know that? Sherei Kvar and Emar, it says, that's the psukim we quoted multiple times yesterday about not planting, planting, and pruning the field during Shemitah. El Harish Shal Erev Shviyas. Elamai, what it's talking about? It's talking about the Harish of Erev Shviyas, top of Dalam Alf, Shen Nichlas Shviyas. It's talking about the Harisha of Erev Shviyas. You're doing Harisha on Erev Shviyas, which has no benefit for the sixth year. It's benefiting the seventh year. And Katzir Shal Shviyas, Shayatzim Mimaita Shviyas. And the Katsira of grains, you're cutting on the eighth year, but it's grains that grew in the seventh year. So that's what's coming to include in the pasuk, that also has the Isurim, the Chiyuvim, the obligations of Shemitah, that one is not allowed to do Harisha in the end of the sixth year, that's solely for the purpose of the seventh year. And when it comes to cutting the grains from during the eighth year of grains that grew in the seventh year, he cannot cut it in a fashion, he has to leave it Hefker, like all other grains. He cannot cut it in the way he would cut his own personal grains. He's got to treat it with the regular Kedusha of Shemitah. Before we get to Bishmal, what does it mean that the grains that left the seventh year into the eighth year, what does it mean? How much did it grow in the seventh year? So Rashi, Rashi says that it's, we have to go over there, Daftes. Rashi says that it means it grew two-thirds. It grew, one-third, a shlish. Once it grew a third in Shemitah year, it gets a status of Shemitah year. The other Rishonim, Meiri, the Ritva, ask Rashi, what are you saying? If it grew a shlish, then of course it has din Shemitah. Anything that grew during Shemitah, just because you didn't cut it during Shemitah, is not going to have din of Shemitah in the eighth year. Of course it gets din Shemitah. We know once something grows a shlish, a third of its growth, that's already considered grown. And therefore, the Ritva explains a little different than Rashi. The Ritva says, Avada, doesn't argue. Avada, Rashi saying, is true. That once it grew a shlish, it has din Shemitah, but that can't be the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva. Kiva's Chiddush is further, that in the eighth year you would not be able to, let's say, tend to the land around that those grains, even in year eight, to tend to the land around it, to try to make it better, is a problem, because those grains have a din of Shemitah, so not only can you not cut it and keep it for yourself, it's hefker for everyone else to take it as well, but more than that, it has to be that you don't do a vaydas akarka near those grains in the eighth year. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Machar Rosh Hashus, Afkat Rosh Hashus. It's a totally different drasha. This is what we had off the yesterday. Legabe, the carbon Eimer. Just like Harisha in general, Chayrish is always Rosh Hashus. There's never a mitzvah to plow. Plowing is Rosh Hashus. So Afkat to the Katsu in this pasuk also is Rosh Hashus. That's what now it is. All talking about Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel said the whole pasuk is talking about Shabbos, and it's saying that this, which is Asr and Shabbos, is Becharish v'katzir is dafka a charisha and a ktsira of rishus. Just like charisha, plowing is always rishus. So to ktsira is dafka ktsira of rishus, an optional ktsira. As opposed to what? Yotza katzir aimer shi mitzvah. Ktsira aimer is an obligatory ktsira. We have to do ktsira to get aimer for the carbon aimer, to get the barley for the carbon aimer. That's an obligatory ktsira, and that's taka permissible on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel is learning from the pasuk the legabe Shabbos, which is the ikar pasuk, was talking about Shabbos, and this part's also talking about Shabbos, and it's giving a heter that when it comes to ktsira aimer, it's mutar Shabbos. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva learned the first part of pasuk is talking about Shabbos, but the second part is coming to be marba a drasha against Isser on the beginning of Shviyas and the end of Shviyas. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara's question is, we clearly have a pasuk, again, not Lachmash Mesinai, but a pasuk that's talking about Taisef Shviyas, a pasuk telling us you have to add on to Shviyas before Shviyas starts. That's the Gemara's question. Before we go to the Gemara's answer to the question, just the bottom of Taisus, bottom of Gimel Mabeis, Taisus, last line of Taisus, brings a very interesting Mahalach in the Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel over here, had a darshan this pasuk of the Charsh Vakatzir Tishbeis. Says Taisus, second last line of the page, Taisus, which is skip right at the end of Taisus, Va'azu Rabbi Kiva, Kavash Vazel, period, Rabbi Kiva Savar, Im Eina Inyil Shabbos, Tineo Legabe Shvias, Ubi Mashmai Shabala Hachmer. V'loy l'hakel, v'loy boy l'ukmi k'shabit, b'shabit, k'r b'shmol, l'hakel, m'shmol says that's coming to be mekel, d'hachi adif v'loy, very, very, very simple. We have two ideas over here in this pasuk. The first part of the pasuk is telling me Isur Shabbos, and then it sticks in Becharish uvakatzir tishbis. You should rest from Becharish uvakatzir. Rabbi Kiva says that clearly the pasuk is focused on more chumra, on more isur, not on heter, and therefore he'd rather go and make a drasha of the guy b'shmita. He's going to leave the topic, the inyan of Shabbos, and go to a different inyan, namely shmita, relates to Shabbos, shviyas, the seventh year, seventh day. But the point is, it's totally different topic. He'd rather go to a different topic and stick with the main idea of the pasuk, which is chumra, which is iser, and stick with that, keep that consistent, even though switching topics. Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, would say, I'd rather stick with the sugya of Shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos, the pasuk. Let's stick with Shabbos, even though we're going to darsh this pasuk, b'charish katz tishbeis, to mean almost like an opposite direction of the rest of the pasuk. The rest of the pasuk is talking chumra, and here he's talking kula, the gabi mitzvah's serious aimer, but the bottom line is, I'm still sticking within the topic of Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel is more focused on the topic, and Rabbi Kiva is more focused on the type of pasuk that it is. Is it a pasuk of Isser or a pasuk of Heter? Very interesting approach. The Chari could be applicable in other places in Shas. We could see if Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva's machlekes line up the same way, but a very interesting tasteless who gets into the, he creaks into the deeper reasoning behind Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel's approach to this pasuk. Okay, but the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Kiva, we see we had the din of Tesef Shvias in a pasuk. It's not a lachamish Sinai, Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. You're right. Halacha Mishnah Mishnah was only telling me the din of the 10 saplings we had at the end of yesterday's year, that the month before, even the month before Hashana, the 10 saplings that are spaced within a beisa over there, you let it tend to the whole field, because it's otherwise they're going to die. They need that nourishment, and therefore it's okay. So that kula of the baby trees, that is what's from Halacha Mishnah Mishnah Sinai. But the iser, like we're saying over here, Becharish Vekatz Tishbeis, is a pasuk. Kroy Lemesa Zekena. The pasuk coming to Aser, the older trees that one has to refrain from tending to them even in the month before Shemitah. Fekti Marab, one second. If you have a Hilchasa allowing 10 baby trees, wouldn't by definition, can I infer from there that there's a prohibition when they're not baby trees? Once I have a Halacha Mishnah Sinai to be makel legabe the baby trees, the saplings, lava mil zekena asira, isn't it obvious that the zekena, the elder tree, is going to be usher? The Mar says, you're right. According to Bekiva, we can't spin it. According to Bekiva, it's very clear. We have Pesukim, Becharish Vekatz Tishbeis. The Pesukim are telling me the Isser before Rosh Hashanah. Then we still could go say what we said before, that Beisham Beisilil extended the Isser, not just the month before Hashanah, but all the way out to Pesach, to Shavuos, depends if it's a fruit tree or grains, right? A field of grains, but they extended earlier, and that the later Beis Din of Regal came and said, no, let's not go so far back to Shavuos at the Pesach. Let's keep it all the way back to the closer to Rosh Hashanah, closer to Elul. That will be that's still the shock of the tire. But according to Bekiv, it's all biblical. It's all deraisa. It's based on psukim. When I say deraisa, meaning it's all beferish. It's becharish regards tishbeis in the Torah itself. Nothing to do with the lachmash b'sinai. So Bekiv does not have this lachmash b'sinai. Where according to Bishmal, it is lachmash b'sinai, which brings us really to an interesting point that Halacha Mishnah Sinai, we have a Rambam that says in one of his klalim very clearly that Halacha Mishnah Sinai does not lend itself to machlekes. The whole idea of Halacha Mishnah Sinai is it was given over Maseret to Maisha, and that's been given over in traditions. And even though we have machlekes about other topics, other drushes, other dinim, when it comes to Halacha Mishnah Sinai, we don't have machlekes. That is the Rambam's shita. However, this is one of the many places that we seem to find in Shas that there is a machlekes related to Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Agamar claims coming out that according to Bekiva, this is not Halacha Mishnah Sinai; it's a pasuk, and according to Bishmal, it's Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Chavis Yar brings 20 some odd places in Shas where it seems like the Gemara is clearly coming out the Machlekes, Legab Melech Meshav Sinai, and we have to reconcile how they all fit according to Rambam. A bunch of them, just as an example that we've spoken in the past, is where the Gemara says, Hilchasa Gemirila. Hilchasa Gemirila, we just have the Lashon in our Gemara. Hilchasa Vani Hilchasa Nenu. Hilchasa is the Lashon that we always say, is Melech Meshav Sinai. That's Rashi and Tosfos, how they always learn the Lashon of Hilchasa Gemirila. We've answered a bunch of cases that Chavis Yar brings up in the past by saying that Rambam doesn't necessarily agree that Hilchasa Gemirila means Melech Meshav Sinai. It could be a tradition that the Chum had, but not Halacha Mishnah Sinai, tradition about a drasha, but not Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Navi Hilchasa is Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Clearly, Agamar seems to say explicitly Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Agamar seems to clearly say that, but in general, many other places where there seems to be Machlekes would not be Shvar the Rambam, because Rambam could learn the Hilchasa Kamirila does not mean Halacha Mishnah Sinai, but the Maisa, this case still would need a beer according to Rambam, how we have a Machlekes of Kivish Mal, whether or not it's Halacha Mishnah Sinai. Okay, says the Gemara. Back to another explanation in this idea that we were discussing the Argomil and the Bezdin. They're mevatel. How they mevatel that which a Bezdin that came prior? How they mevatel the gzera of Beisham Beisilo? From Erech Lamar, Argomil Bezdinah midaraisa batlu. They were mevatel it stamazai with their own opinions. They said, we don't like this gzera for whatever reason of Beisham Beisilo. It shouldn't apply anymore. They mevatel it based on a pasuk. My time, what does the pasuk say? Gomer Shabbos, 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 Bereshis. They learn out the Gzeir Shabbos of the word Shabbos from the Shabbos of Bereshis. What does that mean? Malalani Asura, the first thing, the two Shabbosim is, the pasuk in Shema Yisrael and Aleph, Legabi Shabbos Bereshis, it says that we should rest Shabbos Hashem, and the pasuk Legabi Shemitah says that the seventh year should be Shabbos Shabbosim. That's the Gzeir Shabbos of Shabbos Shabbos. So we learn Shabbos Bereshis, the Shabbos of creation, to the Shabbos of Shemitah. And Malalani Asura, just like by Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos is Asur, Lefanelach Reham Mutarim, but before Shabbos, after Shabbos, are Mutar, the only Shabbos of Asur, before and after Mutar, Afkan, so too when it comes to Shemitah, he Asura, during Shemitah is Asur, Lefanelach Reham Mutarim, before and after are Mutar. So we're making, he has a Gezer Shava, of course the Gezer Shava you always say has to have Maserah as well. We have a Gezer Shava that tells me that just like by Shabbos, the Isur is only Shabbos self and not before after, so to Shemitah, don't say there's Isur before after, we have a Gezer Shava saying there's no Isur, so that's not Fuke, any other additional Gezeris that other or earlier wanted to make, says Margumil Bezdini said, we don't have to worry about it because we have a pasuk darshening and there's no Isurim prior to Shemitah, just like there's or after, just like there's no Isurim prior after Shabbos. What's the obvious bomb taina? Tosis asked right away. There's no Isur prior to Shabbos. One of the biggest sayings is that we have is Tais for Shabbos. One of the big dinim we have is that on Shabbos, not only is there Machron Lavim in Shabbos between Zemiris, Maharon Lavai. We're late to leave Shabbos, we're early to come in. We come into Shabbos early and we leave Shabbos late, meaning we do Tais for Shabbos. It's a drasha. We're supposed to add on to Shabbos. Ask Tais, what's going on here? That we're saying we're being a raya, that just like Shabbos is only us or on Shabbos, not before or after, so too Shemitah is only us or on Shemitah, not before or after. It's a Pella Tais, yes. It's a Gemara in the Perikim we had it, that there's a Chiv to make Tais for Shabbos. Answers Tais is biggest side. How much Taisa Shabbos do you need? It's a famous Taisis. Ela Kolshu. The Chiv of Taisa Shabbos is a drop. You have to add Taisa Shabbos a drop. As long as you add a drop on the Shabbos Kolshu, a minute, 2 minutes, whatever it is, we have 18 minutes, something, maybe Shalim is, so that's 40 minutes. We try to add on a little more, but the Taisa Shabbos is only a drop. And therefore, since it's only a drop, that is still going to be considered that there's no real Taisa, meaning in Shemitah, we're talking about significant time. We're talking about adding a month. We're talking about adding even not a month, days. Weeks, we're talking about any time, according to Bishab Yisrael, months and months, and therefore that, of course, is not comparable to adding a minute. Kol Shu is a minute or two, and therefore you would be able to learn from Shabbos, even though there is indeed a din by Shabbos to add a drop, a minute, a couple minutes before, a couple minutes after, it wouldn't be considered significant with regards to what was saying by Shemitah, and we can still apply and say, just like by Shabbos, only Shabbos is usher, and not before or after, meaning not more than a moment, a couple moments before, a couple moments after. So to Shemitah, same thing, same idea. One of the Rishonim, I think it's the Ravid. The Ravid really says, I'm not sure if it's arguing Taisvus, but says another Mahalach, but it definitely fits very well with what Taisvus is saying. Ravid says that the din of Taisvus Shabbos is not really a din to add to Shabbos. It's a din that we have these twilight times every day, leaving day going into night on Erev Shabbos, leaving day going into night on Matzah Shabbos. We're not exactly sure when the day ends and the night begins. And therefore, since there's doubt, there's a chiv to add on a drop a little extra in order not to be in a matzah where you may be doing malacha. You may be doing it Shechil Shabbos before Shabbos starts, or right when Shabbos starts, or right when Shabbos ends too early. We may be going back to Malacha. So the idea of adding there is not mamish a din of adding to Shabbos. Yes, there is Taka Drash and Yuma. There's a Drash to add to Shabbos, but it's not the same din of adding clearly an extra day or 2 days or a week prior, which is not part of Shemitah. We're adding to it. That's not what's going on over there by Shabbos. By Shabbos, we're adding to it more else. It's almost like a gzeir, again, it's Drash Deraisa, which is a Chiddush. It's like a Siyag. It's like a Takana on a Deraisa level. It's a Takana on a Deraisa level. You don't find that too often, a siyag on a deraisa level min atayra. Usually siyags are derabanan. This would be a siyag on a deraisa level to protect from chilul Shabbos, but that's all it is, not more than that. So that would be, there's vaita no taste for Shabbos, really. Again, the words itself are not true. We do add to Shabbos, but according to the Rav, the din that we add to Shabbos is just a bit, just to make sure that we're not mechal Shabbos. As opposed to Shemitah, you're not stopping to plant and plow and tend to the fields, especially according to Bishab Yisrael from Pesach and from Shavuos, not in order to be ever, not to be ever in Shemitah. Obviously, it's months apart, so that's a real Tesefes, as opposed to what we're saying by Shabbos, and therefore we can make Gezer Shabbos and say, just like by Shabbos, you don't do this, what we call a real Tesefes, so too, it's only out Suffolk, so to Shemitah, you won't do any real Tesefes. Avad, if you have a Suffolk Shemitah, you can Machmer by the suffix as well, that wouldn't be a taina. Okay, Masker of Asher Vashi asks on this teretz of Rabbi Yechanan, Man Damer Hilchasa There's still a basic problem. Whether you're saying that you have a pasuk now to undo Beishamah and Beisil, that's great. That's Beishamah Beisil is takana. But even without Beishamah Beisil, we've already clearly established that the days before Rosh Hashanah, the immediate time before Rosh Hashanah, not further back to Pesach Shavuos, that's either halacha Mishmei Sinai, like Kotar Bishmal, or Kotar Bekivas, Bechash, Vekotar Tishbites, it's a pasuk. Do you have a pasuk of Gzeir Shava, of Shabbos Shabbos, coming to undo a different pasuk, coming to undo halacha Mishmei Sinai? It doesn't sound plausible. Elam Ravashi, Rangel Mil, Ibiz Dinai, Savila Kabishmal, Dom Hilchus, Kamirla, Vechigmir Hilchus, Bazmash, 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 Kayim, Tubidis, Hamayim, Avon, Bazmash, Enis, and Amy, Bazmash, Kayim, Loi. So Ravashi therefore says a completely different mahalach. Avada, we're going, like, let's go like Kabishmal, who says that it's halachas Moshe Sinai, and according to Bishmol, says halachas Sinai, not a pasuk. Rangamil is Bezin could indeed come and undo it. How they are doing? You can't undo halachas Moshe Sinai. What they're doing is they're just saying they're qualifying halachas Moshe Sinai was daf when the Beis Midrash is around. When the Beis Midrash is not around, the halachas Moshe Sinai is no longer relevant. Just like other halachas Moshe Sinai, namely Nisach Hamayim, and it's more than that. Nisach Hamayim and Arava, I don't know why we don't bring Arava. They were both taught in that very same Memra. We had three halachas from Mishnah Sinai that were lumped together yesterday. And we said it comes up, and we pointed out it comes up a few places in Shas. It comes up every time any one of these, and again, we go three. Nisach HaMayim, Arava, that's the Hashanah Rabba Arava. They didn't used to do in the 7th day, in the basement of the 7th day of Sukkot, used to surround them as Bayach with Aravas, either holding them in hands or lining them up, but that's the Arava. And of course, Nisach HaMayim, which is the libations every day of water, and our din of Esenatias, of 10 saplings. Those were all set together, and just like Nisach HaMayim is only negated when the Beis Midrash is Kayim. It's interesting, the Mara does not speak at Arava. Just like Nisach HaMayim is only when the Beis Midrash is Kayim, so too the din of 10 saplings is only when the Beis Midrash is Kayim. Perhaps the Gemara didn't want to get into this, Rav Ashi didn't want to get into this notion of whether Rava has a chibas banazeh or not. Okay, says more further. Aval lemek shav lemek mekila. Further in the Mishnah, we said in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to take water from even for irrigated field for Beis Hashlacha, which you're allowed to water on Chalamay because of Davar Avid. We're not allowed to take water from a pool of rainwater or from a well. Lemek shamim, that's rainwater. Lemek kilan is more from a well. Says our Bishlam may kill it, and still may kill it, it's no good. Here's the key words that we already touched on the past two blocks. We mentioned this, that at the beginning of yesterday's year, like Dhamma, I think we said this, and we said it clearly in the Mishnah, that even though Davar Avet, Tircha is permissible, Tircha Yaseir is not permissible. That's why Sadeh Beis Abal, which when it needs rain, it needs a lot of work, that you cannot do. Beis Hashlachan, you can channel water to it. Why? Because Beis Hashlachan doesn't need so much tircha. It's a regular tircha, not a tircha yisera. So the Gemara says, I understand me kolin, drawing up water from a well, that's a problem because that's tircha yisera. And let me gisham, the water of the rain is right here. My tircha, because there's a pool of rainwater right here. What's the tircha? You're just pushing the rainwater onto the field, says the Gemara. Amar gives a couple answers. Answer number one, Amar b'lay, Amar b'echelen, gzeir me gisham, atu mekelen. It's a gzeira. A gzeir me gishamim, rainwater onto well water. Are you right? Rainwater takash be mutter, but because well water is aser, we aser rainwater as well. This over here, we mechaven actually. We asked this question in yesterday's share, 2 days ago's share. We asked this question. We pointed out the Ritva asked it over here. The Chare is a machlekes whether the malachas on chalamayit are deraisa or derabanan. We pointed this out a few times already. The Torah brings, of course, that only derabanan and the pesukim are smachta ba'alma. The malachas on chalamayit are derabanan and the pesukim are smachta ba'alma. That's why the rabbanan have the power to make all these qualifications. Davra avid Maisa Hegyet, we discussed Zanam Alacha B'chal, we discussed Tzarchei Rabbim, we're going to come up in today's daf, Tzarchei Mai is going to come up later in today's daf, and the Bam and the Amun, we had other pile doesn't have what to eat, so we had different scenarios where the Chamim relaxed their own Gezeira on Chalamayin. That is how some Rishonim or other Rishonim know that the Issa Chalamayin is Issa Daraisa Malacha, and the Torah gave it over to Chamim to qualify when exactly those Isurim are going to apply. But says the Ritva, according to the opinions, the Torah, and the Torah obviously came after the Ritva, but the point is, according to those opinions that held that the Issa is only rabbinic, you're going to make a Gezeira now, so make Kilayin is Asur cause it's Tirchi Seira, that's Midrabanan. And Megeshamim is going to be Aser Gezeira, Atame Kalayan, but Tome Kalayan is Drabanan, because all is Drabanan. The Chari, we call that Gezeira, the Gezeira. As they affect the Ritva, answer the Ritva, the age old, usual territory, we have a concern of Gezeira, Gezeira, Ilai Kaimi, Hale Kaimaha. Once Chazam Chom made a Gezeira about not doing specific works on Chalamayin, if you wouldn't make a Gezeira against rainwater, according to his opinion, it would automatically not be enforced a Gezeira against well water. People make a mistake seeing pails of water, they're not going to know where it came from, and everyone's going to start taking water from the well as well. From the water from the wells also, and therefore and therefore we have to make gzera, even the gzera, according to those opinions. Okay, that's answer number one. Answer number two. Ravashi amar megishamim gufayo lide mekilian asu. Rainwater itself, in the beginning, rainwater, a big puddle, very easy. Take the pail, scoop up the water, and water the field. But eventually you have to start doing tircha to get the remnants of the water as it slowly, you know, gets deeper and deeper. As you get to the depth, you have to be metriach more. It becomes like a well, and therefore it's not pshat that the rainwater gzeir ultimate kalin. Rainwater itself could become like a well, and therefore the iser is on rainwater as well. Says the Marfa Kamifka Rav Zeira, and both of Yechon and Rashi argue with Rav Zeira. Dam Rav Zeira, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmiyah, Amar Shmuel, Nehoris Amishchem Mayim and Agamim, streams that draw water from the ponds. These ponds have what type of water? Of course, rainwater. And these streams that come from the ponds that have rainwater, you could water the field during Chalamayin. Mar Isla Rebzera. Sorry, I said it wrong. They don't both argue Rebzera. The Machlaikis Rebbechon and Rav Ashi is whether or not we agree to Rav Zera. Rav Ashi, who's saying that the Isser is a Gzera Atu, Rav Ashi saying the issue is that we're concerned that it's going to reach the same level as drawing from the well. So L'chaira, in this case, of Rav Zera, where the source is like a real pond, we're not concerned that it's going to drop to that level, and therefore it's going to be permissible. Whereas Rav Yechanan, Rabbi Loim Rabbi Yechanan, who said the concern is it's a gzeira rainwater out to well water, so who cares what the source is, even if the source has a lot of water, an abundance of water, and we're not concerned if it's running out, it's still a gzeira. If you allow rainwater, you'll allow well water. So too, if you allow rainwater that comes through a stream, you're going to allow well water, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Zeira's kula wouldn't apply. According to Rav Ashi, Rabbi Zeira's kula would apply. Gufo. Now we actually focus drop on this member of Zera. The streams that draw water from the ponds, we send a Mishnah, you can't use water from the rain or from a well. And the clear the idea is the clear that you're gonna he understands the simple taich, and the problem is it's gonna the water is going to get used up, and you have to draw from the deep, even by rainwater, and it's similar to a well. So he's learning that should be a problem. Also, by the case of the streams that come from the agamim, the haris that draw water from the agamim, those streams that draw water from the agamim should also be a problem. What's pshat Reb Zeira? Amar leis, Reb Zeira will answer. Yirmi Bri, Reb Zeira does answer. Yirmi Bri, Yirmi my son, Hani agamim de bavel delay paskimayim. These ponds of bavel, they never run out of water. Since they never run out of water, remember bavel we said is lower down. Bavel is the place where the water comes down to. The name Bavel comes from the lashon of like Mabel. All the waters came down to Bavel. They because Bavel is in a lower plane, the waters they roll down towards Bavel. So Bavel is in these agam and Bavel never run out of water, and therefore that's not a concern. So you're right, theoretically speaking, by rainwater it could be the gzera normally would be like a gzera of wells because you may come to draw from the deep, but over here in Bavel, by these streams that come from the agams, not a concern. Tanraban. What if you have ditches and pools that were filled with water ready from before Yom Tov? Still, you're not allowed to use them to water the fields on Chol HaMoed. But if there's a spring, there's a channel, Amas HaMayim is a channel that's fed from a spring, that's permitted. A channel that's fed from a spring, because over there, we're not concerned that it's going to be empty. Because even if, let's say, the channel itself becomes empty, the spring which feeds it, Pashas won't stop, and you can always make sure more water from the spring ends up in this channel. Amar Papa. Her Papa just says, this is permissible as long as the majority of the field is able to be watered from that channel at the same time. Meaning, but majority of the field cannot be watered. So what's going to happen is the places which can't be watered, you're going to have to essentially schlep the water from somewhere else. So we're scared that even though the place that's close to Amas HaMayim, you'll use this water that's constantly flowing close by, which is permissible, you're going to end up taking pail water, schlep it elsewhere to the further parts of the field, and therefore that's a problem. So you have to have rave the field has to be able to be watered from this channel that comes from a spring. Even if most of the field cannot drink, even if the majority cannot drink from this channel at once, kiven to come mashchav ise, since the water constantly comes, we're not concerned because let's say you do part of the field today, the channel keeps coming, water keeps coming, so whatever you can't do today, you'll do tomorrow, you'll do the other parts of the field later, so we're not concerned that you're going to run out of water for in one watering for for the parts of the field that are further away, and you have to go draw water from somewhere else, you'll rely on the water that comes the next day, and that's going to be sufficient. You're not going to come to another water source. You're not going to end up stopping pails from water from the well, and it's not a concern. So Machlokes Rav Ashi and Rabbi and Rav Papa, whether we're concerned about Rav the field being able to be watered at once or not, in this case where the water comes from a spring, a channel that comes from a spring. Tana Rabbanim. Brecha Shenetavis Mayim Mistei Beishlachan Zu. A pool where water comes from one irrigated field, which trickles out. You're allowed to use that pool of water where the water trickled out from one irrigated field. You're allowed to use it for a second irrigated field. Says the Gemara, Bonimino, over there, certainly, isn't it likely that's going to run out of water, which will cause a person to go draw water from somewhere else, and that itself should be a problem. Vaiter argzera va'avidim tepaska. Are we concerned that's going to run out? We're talking where it's still trickling. You see the stream still coming. You see the water still trickling into basically have an upper field and a lower field. As long as you see the water still coming into the upper field, and there's a pool coming out of the upper field which can be used for the lower field, you're not used to the lower field. As long as you still see new water coming to the upper field, you're not concerned about drawing out. And if it stopped running, then there would be a concern. Tanya, Rav Shimon Asya Eimer. If you have two beds in one field, one's higher in one field, one is higher than the other. You can't draw water from the extra supply of water, the low one, to the upper one, because that's very tichy seirin. You're drawing, it's no different than going to a well, taking a pail of water, and bringing it back to the field. The same thing, drawing water from the lower, with excess water in the lower bed, to bring it to the upper bed, that's a problem. However, even if you have one bed itself, where half of it's on a lower level, half's on a higher level, it's like on a slant. You can't draw water from the lower and bring it to upper place. It does seem clear that the opposite way would be okay, that taking from the upper to the lower, that would look clearer. That seems like from the basic reading of the Gemara, that would be okay, because that wouldn't be a tircha yisera. The tircha yisera is the other way, taking it up, but going downwards would not be a tircha yisera. Tanabon. Now this, according to many Rishayinim, is what I was referring to before, is our next kula, our next heter. We said there's five scenarios where we're makel on chalamayid, that malachas are permissible. Tzarchei mayid was one of them. This, according to many Rishayinim, is the case of tzarchei mayid. Tanabanim. And we're going to learn it that way. Madlan liyrakas k'tei leichlan. You let it draw for the vegetables in order to eat them on chalamayid. Now what does that mean, madlan? So there could be two taiches. At this point, the Mara understands it to mean we could draw water. The simple taich. You can draw water in order to water vegetables. In order that those vegetables that he's going to eat on Yom Tov, you need to keep them fresh. It's like they have refrigerators. You need to keep them fresh. So they're still either on the ground or even if they're not. The point is, you're watering them to keep them fresh. You allow to draw water to keep vegetables fresh for eating on Yom Tov. That's fine. That's Tzarchei Mayin. That's the simple taich of the Gemara right now. If initially have some usher, but if you're doing it just to improve them, to make them look better, grow better for after Yom Tov, that's not permissible, even a chalam mayin. Ravina Rabbi Tesva Avika Azli Baruch Ravina and Rabbi Tesva were traveling on the road. Actually, before we even see this, it's good to and if you don't have to flip the page to the inside. You can if you want. If you look at the top of Amud Beis, down Beis, top Tesva says Tesva should be on Amud Aleph, but it's over there for some reason. Madli Yerukas Tesva says you can be draw up water from a deeper place, which is what we call Dilu. Dilu means from a deeper place. Here's the key words. V'afa gav de'ika tirchi yaseira. Today says, even though this tirchi yaseira, it's not just an exertion. It's a tirchi yaseira. That's what we've been saying the whole time. That l'gabi davar avad, we said tirchi yaseira, drawing from the pails, is not permissible. All of a sudden over here, we're saying drawing with the pails is permissible. It's tirchi yaseira, it's fine. Why? Bishvil lechel atiroi. Aval yapis afilu leka tircha le'atiroi. Today just points out, if you're doing it to make the fruits look better for after Yom Tov, that's asra even without tircha. That's the b'chali can't do. But if you're doing it for eating purposes, even tircha yaseira is mutter. So now we have a new klal. When we discussed davar avid, we said for davar avid, to prevent the loss, you can do tircha. Tircha's okay. Tircha yaseira, we said, was not okay. When it comes over here now to being madla for purposes of tzarchei mayin, for the parents you can eat on mayin, tzarchei mayin, that is going to be mutter, even according to Taisvus, even tircha yisera, Taisvus points out, big yisayin. Okay. Says the Mar, Ravina Rabba Tisva, back on the bottom of Amun Aleph, Ravina Rabba Tisva, Havika Azi, Barucha, they were traveling on the road, Chaslau Gavri, they saw this person, Havika Dali, Tavla, Bechula de mayin. They saw a person who was drawing water with a pail of chalamayin. He was watering his vegetables. Amalei Rabbi Tzvel Ravina, Leisim al Shamte. Rabbi Tzvel Ravina, why don't you put this person in Chayrim, for being over the Isser, Drabanan, Pashtas. Put him in Chayrim. Amalei for Tanya, so Rav Vina said back to Tisva, to Rabbi Tisva, for Tanya, we looked at a price of Madla Yerukas Kelechlin. You're allowed to be Madla for the Yerukas Kelechlin. You're allowed to water the vegetables in order to eat them. Amalei Rabbi Tisva says, Mi Savert, my Madlin, Madla Maya. You understood Madla to mean drawing up water? That's what you understood it. And therefore you're saying this guy's doing permissible? No. That's not what it means. My Tafave is my Madlin. Shulfe. Madla means Shulfe, which means plucking out some of the vegetables. It's kind of like pruning. Take out some. You have abundance of vegetables there. When you prune some out, it lets the other ones flourish and grow better. That's what it means. Pulling some out in order the other ones should flourish and grow better. That's what it means. Because it's not a made of fun. One is sitting out by the vines. One is sitting out by the vines, just like he thins out from his own. He can thin out the vines that belong to the neem. To be there, no. Bishlay Rashi can do it on his own. He can't do it by the neem. The simple taich why he can't do it of the neem is because part of the idea of taking out some is you're going to have less total pay risk, but they'll all be better. Aniyim care more about volume than about quality, because aniyim need as much as they can get. They're not so worried about quality, they're worried about volume. And therefore, it's the pashas for the aniyim. We're saying, according to our mayor, you can't. According to Ruda says, you could do it even for the aniyim as well. Amalei, so, okay, but what do you see? Meidlo v'yer, he's saying, does not mean watering. Meidlo v'yer means thinning out. You're thinning out. So the halach is, since vegetables are edible on yamtiv, on chalamay, you'll have to prune, even if your intent is really that the other one should grow better, which is normally not so much as mutter on chalamayin. Since this is edible, you're allowed to do it. It's actually machlekes rishayim, taitz rush, versus the ritva. When we say it's edible, does that mean you're mamish eating it? You're actually planning to eat it? As long as you plan to eat these vegetables, you can take some out, and that thinning out will be beneficial to the rest of it, and that's permissible. Or it means, no, even if you're not mamish planning to eat it, if it's fit to be eaten, as long as these vegetables are fit to be eaten, you could take some out, which will cause others to grow better, even though you're not actually eating it. As a machlekes ritva says, as long as it's fit, it's sufficient. Taitz rush says, no, you have to mamish planning to eat it. That's a big discussion in the ideas of psikresha, and melachas machshavas with regard to shemitah. Here we're not talking about Shabbos. We're talking about shemitah. Does it have to be something that you're that does intent? How much role does intent play, and how much role does psikresha play when it comes to melacha by shemitah? That's totally in this. But we'll speak more about that. But that's totally in this machlekes. The ritva, and I'm sorry, not shemitah on chalamayin. That's not shemitah. Back to chalamayin. On chalamayin, how much a role does this play on chalamayin? Your intent. As Machlekes Ritva and the Taisa Rush, we'll see more about that soon. Amalei Ravina, Vatanya Madla Mayin Lirakas Kilechlan. Ravina says to Rabbi Tisva, very nice pshat that you're saying that Madla means to thin out. But there's a price that says very clearly, you'll be Madlin Mayim Lirakas. That's very clear. It's all about water. You'll have to draw water for the Rakas Kilechlan. You'll have to draw water for the Rakas and take the pail of water and pour it on the vegetables in order to eat it. On Yom Tov, isn't that clear? We're talking about drawing water. Amalei, Sir Rabbi Tisva says back, Itanya Tanya. If you have a brisa that says that way, then the Taicha Madlin is, like you're saying, is legabe water. I would have assumed it meant Madlin of thinning out the peiris, but if it's the way, if you have a brisa that's talking about watering, it means watering, and go back to the initial Taicha that watering is permissible as long as it's for the peiris, Tzirchei Mayad, so we have a big kula, and when it comes to Tzirchei Mayad, it's mutter to do Tircha, not only Tircha, even Tircha Yisera. That's how we're learning based on the top Taicha. Says more further, we said the Mishnah, Enos and Ugyas, Lekfanim, you can't make the Ugyas, Lekfanim, Ugyas, what are the Ugyas? Amar Vida. Banki, like we teach in the Mishnah, banki means like ditches. He used to dig ditches around the roots of the vines. The idea was that water should be able to gather in them, and it should be able to help nourish the vine. Tana b'achi, elin ugyas. What are these ugyas? Again, we said you can't do them on chalmayin. But what are these ugyas that you can't do chalmayin? Bedidin shabikri zaysim shabikri gvanim. It's these ditches that are around the bases of the olive trees and the base of the vines. Aini is ugyas, really ditches around the vines. I have Rav Yehuda Sharlei Levnei Bar Tziasa Lameva Binki Lekamehen. Rav Yehuda allowed the people of Bar Tziasa to make ditches for their vineyards on ditches by the base of the vineyards on chalamayin. Obviously, he's not learning that ugyas means that. Otherwise, he'd be arguing. Rav Yehuda would be going against the Mishnah. Like Kasha b'chate batiki. No Kasha. Our Mishnah is referred by making new ditches. Rav Yehuda allowed them to reestablish the old ones. The old ones that existed, and he was saying that you can reestablish old ones. Old ones, the soil was already soft. It already was made. You're basically just unclogging the old ones. That's not such a big tircha. Where it's creating new ones, taking hard earth, digging out of hard earth, untouched earth, and trying to make a dish, that's much more terrible. That's Tirchei Seira, and that is problematic. I said in the Mishnah that you cannot make a canal, you can't dig a new canal for irrigation during Chalamayit or during Shemitah. Bishlam HaMayit, I understand on Chalamayit, you can't do Mishnah Tarech, because it's a Tirchei, so it makes sense that on Chalamayit, you can't do it, else the Tirchei, it's too much Tirchei of Chalamayit. El Shviyas Maitama. Remember, we pointed out, Shviyas the Isser isn't Tirchei. Shviyas the issue is trying to make the field better, trying to tend to the field, making it better is a problem, but trying to prevent loss is not a problem. Tirchei is not an issue. So why can't you dig a ditch? Well, digging a ditch is nothing. says Gemara Shvi is my time. Pligi Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Abramamo. We have Machlekes Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Abramamo as to the issue. They're both going to agree. They're both saying that they're both going to explain the problem. One explains the Pateris Gzeira, and one explains the Pateris, it's inherently a problem, as we'll see. Says Mura, Chadamer, one says, I'm not sure who says what, but one says, Meshin Nirik Ka'eder. It looks like he's hoeing for the sake of the crops of Shemitah, and that looks like, again, it's Mar Zion, it's a Gzeira, it looks like he's coming to tend to the field, even though this act itself is not a problem. By digging a ditch, it looks like he's coming to hoe and start to tend to the field, and that itself is a problem if he's going to tend to the field on Shemitah. That's one opinion. Chanamer, no, it actually is a problem. Because by digging the ditch, the banks of the ditch, the side of the ditch, are now prepared for planting, for sowing. Even, well, again, gets back to the idea of what his intent was, even if that may not be his intent, but the fact that he's digging the ditch, that makes the earth around it softer, ready for sowing, for planting, and that itself is a problem. Says where my B'nai was between two reasons why it's us to make the ditch in the year, to make this canal, this Amma ditch in the year, Shemitah, according to Blazim and Azariah. We have two reasons. What's the difference? If he puts water in the case, you put water immediately in the place where he digs. The one says that you're preparing the ground around it for sowing. You sure are. Putting water in there is not stopping that. It could be better now. You have water right nearby to help it grow. So that's still a problem. Whereas, according to the problem is it looks like hoeing. You don't put water in the place where you hoe. If you fill the dish with water, it'll be clear that it wasn't an act of hoeing. It was just creating an irrigation, a water canal, and therefore wouldn't be a problem according to that opinion. Ask the Gemara. Why are they each worried about each other's concern? Why is he not concerned about being machsher, the banks for sowing? Why is he not concerned about that issue of preparing it for sowing? Gemara says, you're right. You're right. He obviously was worried about that concern as well. Let's say you take the earth from the canal and you throw it far away from the banks. When are the outside of the ditch fit for growing? The earth that you took out when you dug, you put that softer earth that you now turned over from the ground on the outskirts of the bank, which is normally you put it around where the ditch is, so that earth is good for growing. But if you throw far away, scatters it far away, that earth that's theoretically good for sowing, for planting, is all scattered. It's not nearby, it's not packed together, and therefore won't be relevant for sowing. That's enough. I mean, it won't be relevant for planting. So according to that opinion, if you're throwing the earth, it wouldn't be a problem. Because according to the opinion, the issue is near a kite, it looks like hoeing, you still have an issue. According to the opinion, the problem is you're preparing the earth around the bank of this canal is for sowing. Over here, the Yitaka throwing it far away, it's not a concern. Whereas the Mandam Mishnah Nir Kaider, according to my opinion, that's Nir Kaider, it will be concerned. Ask the Gemara the same question the other way now. Well, the Mandam Mishnah Machshah Kapel is Ria, Lechash Mein Shinir Kaider, why are we not concerned that it looks like Eider, it looks like hoeing, why are we concerned the other way? Says Gemara, Eider Nami, Kikashaka Beduchte Manachle. When one hoes, you leave the earth next to it, but you pick up the earth and throw it far away, it's not a derech of hoeing either. So just like it's not a problem of preparing it for sowing, for planting, it's also not a problem of Nira that looks like hoeing, because it's, you're not doing the regular way that people normally hoe. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amemar Maslam makes Shinir Kaider. Amemar, he taught in the Mishnah itself that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's issue of making a canal in Shemitah is because Nir Kaider. So according to Amemar, this Mahalach of Nir Kaider was not a Machlekes Amram and explained Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself said this reason. The Kashya Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And because Amemar had this as a reasoning in the Mishnah itself, he actually also had a steer of Blazim Azariah. Why? According to this, the Blazim Azariah himself is saying explicitly, the reason why he can't dig a canal is because of, it looks like hoeing. Does Blazim Azariah make Xeria every time something appears like hoeing? For a minimum of a stira, a person can make his dung into like a stack, into like a pile. He could pile it up, stack it up during the year Shemitah. That's the Tanakhama. Ramer Iser, Ramer Asers, Achiam Shlesh Tvachim, unless he lowers it three Tvachim into the ground, Aichek Bir Shlesh Tvachim until he raises it three Tvachim above the ground. It's gotta be either three Tvachim under the ground or three Tvachim above the ground, because otherwise it's a problem. It looks like you're fertilizing the field. Hailei Dover Muit, if you had a small amount that was there from before Shemitah, Mais Vavailch, if you had a small amount before Shemitah, then you'll add to it without raising up, lowering it, because you already had an existing stockpile, even if it's small, of this zevel, of this dung, before Shemitah. So adding to it has no nira, it doesn't look like you're fertilizing the field. But if it didn't exist, you gotta go up three tvachim and down three tvachim, otherwise it looks like you're fertilizing the field. That is Ramer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Iser. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's still Aser. Ashi Yamik Shleisha. Rabbi Elazar says it's always gonna be Aser. Even in this case, even if you already had an existing pile, you can't add to it unless you raise it three tvachim, you lower it three tvachim below the ground, or Oh yeah, she eat sell unless you put it on top of rock, where clearly the rock is not fertilizing, is not an option. What do you see? The Blazer holds that three tfachim digging into the ground is an option to store the fertilizer, the zevel. But there should be a separate concern. According to Mazam Azariah, there should be a concern of digging in the ground itself. He said you can't dig a canal because it looks like you're hoeing. And so why is that an eitzah for the fertilizer? But the eitzah is creating a new problem. Rabbi Lezal and Ben Azariah Lishtasai, says the Gemara, Rabbi Zair, Rabbi Amar Mamel, again, the same two, Amaram, they come along and they offer an answer. We're not sure again who says what. Chad Amar Kodesh Hemek, he says where he had already lowered it before Shemitah. It doesn't mean that you're digging in the ground during Shemitah to put the fertilizer there. What we mean is you're allowed to put fertilizer into a spot that's three tefachim below the ground. The lowering took place before Shemitah. The digging took place before Shemitah started. Someone says a simple answer that the zevel is mechiyach. The fact that you enechaim, while he's digging, a little problematic. But the second you put zevel in there, that's mechiyach very clearly that you're not digging for hoeing purposes, you're digging for zevel purposes, and therefore you don't have to worry. Similar to what we had earlier in daf, we discussed earlier in this conversation, when we discussed that according to my number, that the issue of, according to Belaz Mazai, was hoeing. That hoeing's an issue. If you put water in there right away, that's not going to be a problem because clearly you don't put water in the spot where you hoe, and therefore, it wouldn't be an issue. According to my number, that it's for growing, that this earth around the canal is fit for planting, for sowing, then even putting water in it would still be a problem because that earth still remains very perfect for planting. But we said, according to my number, that the concern was hoeing. If you put water in it, it wouldn't be a concern. It wouldn't be a concern. Same idea. When you put zevlin in, zivlin mechichalav, and therefore, it's not a concern. Says the Gemara further. Let's see a couple more lines. Umasakna as becomes beyond the mayad, a canal that already was built before Yom Tiv, before Chol Hamoed, and got damaged, that you're allowed to fix on Chol Hamoed. My Malkel, what does it mean, damaged? Amar Abba, Shemai Samukha, Tefach Mamida al Shish Tefachim. He understands that to mean that if it now is only one Tefach deep, you can restore it back to the full six Tefachim. Initially it was six Tefachim, originally six Tefachim. Somehow it got a little filled with dirt, it got a little clogged. You let it put it back to six Tefachim, that's fine. Once it already existed, before Yom Tif, and it still has a tefach. Interesting. Once it still has a tefach that exists, you can restore it back to six tefachim. The Gemara now is going to get into a. Let's pretty quickly. Pshita, chatzi. We have to stop. Let's do a few more lines. Chatzi tefach ashoisha tefachim. What if you have a case where the canal is only half a tefach deep? Could you restore it to three tefachim? Do we say kivin la avamaya leiklum? Who, since water can't pass, you don't have a tefach. Once you have a tefach, water can't pass. Therefore, you can't restore it at all. Or do you say that no, it's still the same ratio, and therefore it's okay? Next shaila. Tefachim al shnei maser. If you have two tefachim deep, can you restore it? And originally it was a 12 tefach deep. Same ratio, two tefachim. If one tefach was a six tefachim, you're allowed to do. Maybe two tefachim, that's 12. Or no, that's already a problem. Tika says the Gemara, sorry. I said that wrong. Tefachayim ashtei masah tika tirchi seir alai. We understand that taking the ratio from two tefachim to 12 is no good because it's tirchi seir. But what about two tefachim up to seven? To go to 12, you can't because it's zichat tirchi seira. But to go to seven, you're deeper than normal than the six, but you're only adding five. If you can go from one to six, you should be able to go two to seven. Since there's a ma'isa tefach more than the norm, more than the standard of six, maybe you can't do it. Ikka tirchi tvei, says Mar take, we leave as a shayla. We'll pause, and the Mar continues. I don't want to run through too quickly. We'll pause our pick of Yad Marbet Shem. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.